This is Larry.
Hey, Larry, this is Daniel with Local Splash. Count Mead.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, sorry I missed your call, man. I was on the phone with another client.
Oh, you're good. I just missed their call, and I was calling you because I couldn't get back a hold of them.
Right, I noticed that in the notes. Okay, so what they did is they rescheduled it tomorrow for 6 p.m. Does that time work, though, or did you want to do it earlier?
No, that's fine. That's fine, actually. It would have been fine today. I wasn't really that busy. I should have wrote it down in my planner, and I didn't. And then I was inside my shop helping my mechanic get my tipper truck started putting on. So it's an all metal shop, and if my phone's in there, it don't have no service at all. So.
Okay. Give me one quick second. It's kind of late in the hour, but let me hold on. Let me message them. Let me see if they're available right now. Or do you want to just keep it at 6? It's up to you.
Yeah, that's fine. Just keep it at 6 tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Okay, so I'll just keep it in the notes.
Yeah, no problem.
Everything's already been submitted. Like, everything I went over with you, it's already been – I recorded it, right? So tomorrow they'll just go over, like, the keywords, your website, like, all that fun stuff, you know?
That'll work.
So you're not, like, losing a day or anything. You know, we already submitted everything. So look out for that call tomorrow, though, 6 p.m. to 7. I'll go ahead and message them, let you know you confirm the appointment times. And, we'll just go from there. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Oh, did you get into your tracking system?
I went into the emails, but I wasn't sure what exactly you needed me to do. You told me to agree to it, and I did, and then it pulled me up to a username and password screen.
Okay. Give me a quick second. I'm going to generate that for you right now.
Okay.
Oh, that's weird, man. I've never seen it do this. So it generated a username and password. The password came out blank, though. Never seen that happen. Give me a quick second, though. Okay, submit. Okay, so I texted and I emailed it to you. If you can, go ahead and try to pull it up. Let me see if it'll work, actually.
I'm here at my house fixing my internet now, so I can try it while we're on the phone.
Oh, perfect. Okay, great.
Yeah, it left the password blank on my end, too.
It did on mine, too. So just try to put the username in and then leave the password blank and see if that goes through, man. We'll see. Super weird. You know, I'm always amazed they do a random password every single time I do it. Maybe they just ran out of them. I don't know. But username's just your phone number. Yeah.
It says this field is required.
It does, right? Okay. So I'm going to message over the tech side. I'll have them get that squared away for you tomorrow. So they're going to have to generate the password on their end. I'm not quite sure what happened. Sorry about that. But they'll fix it for you, no problem. Okay?
That'll be fun.
All right. First for everything, you know? So, yeah, look out for that call tomorrow between 6 and 7. They'll be calling you from our 877 number. And, again, if you ever have any questions, just give me a call. Okay?
Sounds good. I appreciate it.
All right, Larry. Have a great night, sir. Bye.
You too.